Another damn bill. Gina, why does this bill have a picture of a naked lady on it?
Baby, it's not a bill. I think it's an invitation. Oh, baby, it's from Michelangelo Jones, this guy I went to college with. He's a painter.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, maybe you can get him to give us an estimate on painting the bedroom. You know what I mean? You know, brother be right here on the wall.
No, Martin. He's not that kind of painter. He's an artist. In fact, they have an exhibit of his work down at the Round the Way Art Gallery.
I ain't impressed. Now, if he can paint this face and make her look human, then I got to give the brother props. Yo, what up, man? What up, man?
Why don't you prop yourself up on a milk crate? Now, get out of my way, please.
Oh, is it like that?
Gina, I got a toothache.
Oh, well, that's interesting. Because ever since you walked in here, I got an eye ache.
What's up? What's up?
What up?
I am.
I'm the man.
It's on.
I'm the man.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Come to the opening. Uh-huh, she'll be there too. Pam is just gonna enjoy meeting you. Okay, bye-bye.
What? No, wait, Gina. You know I can't go on a blind date. Those things never work out for me.
Pam, stop it. He is a good brother and he has a nice personality.
Oh, a nice personality.
Yeah.
That means he's ugly. Forget it. I'm not going.
Pam, he's not ugly. He's cute and he needs a date for his art gallery opening here.
Well, how come he just don't invite the hoochie that's on the invite?
Because I told him I had a better hoochie form, you.
I ain't no hoo.
See?
Oh.
You're mad at me.
Oh.
Hey. Pam, what's all the damn howling about? Ain't no full moon out, woman.
Stop it. Her tooth is still bothering her.
Oh, what? The tooth still bothering you? All right, well, cool. Look, let me put on CD, all right? Because they say, music calms the savage beast.
I will curse you out with a bad tooth. You know that, don't you?
Look, don't go on spoil your mouth like that. Don't even do that to yourself. If your tooth is rotten, you're going to spoil your mouth. Now, hold on. What's up? What y'all about to get into?
Your apartment, definitely the refrigerator, and then all up in your business. Yeah.
Oh, you want to be in people's business.
Hey, Pam, how you doing, sweetie?
Oh, no, Tommy.
Well, excuse me. It's like that, huh?
No, I just have a toothache, and my jaw hurts like hell.
Oh. Hey, Pam. Does your face hurt, too? Because it's killing me.
Good enough for that.
You know what, Pam? That might be your wisdom teeth.
Ooh. Yo, I had a wisdom tooth pulled once.
Well, they might have taken out the whiz, but they damn sure left the dumb.
You get it?
I get it.
Wisdom.
Pam, you better hurry up and get yourself together. Michelangelo will be here any moment.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't, Gina. I told you I don't go on blind dates.
Pam, you were always talking about how a good man is hard to find, and it's not like you're getting any younger. Did I say that?
I'll leave it alone.
Okay.
Gina, well, you know, before I go on a date with a guy, I gotta put on makeup. I gotta rotate my weave pieces.
Pam, would you stop it? He's not gonna trip. He is an artist. He is more interested in your inner beauty anyway.
That's him, girl.
What am I gonna do?
You better.
What do I do? Act like you're chilling. Act like you're chilling. Would you act like you're chilling? There you go. Michelangelo,
hey,
it is so
you?
Good to see you.
You look good.
Pam, this is Michelangelo, the artist I was telling you about.
Oh, You're Michelangelo?
Nice to meet you, Pam. Gina said you were attractive, but that was an understatement.
Yeah. Gina also said you were an artist, but damn. You're a masterpiece.
Now that I've met you, I'm sorry your toothache will keep you from coming to my opening.
No, not at all. My tooth will be fine. You know what? In fact, I'm going to go to the dentist and get it worked on. You know why? Because I'm going to see you at that opening. Oh, trust me, Michelangelo, I'm going to see you at that opening. Cole, I'm telling you, this dentist better be painless.
You know what? It really doesn't matter, Pam, because he's the only dentist around town who will take you at the last minute.
Come on, Pam, don't worry about that. I hate a bum. I've been coming here for years. Plus, he's got the best toys.
Hello, Gina.
Did you bring Pam to a kid dentist?
No, Gina. All right? Duh. He's not a kid. He's an adult that takes care of kids.
Why did I listen to him? I'm out of here.
Pam, hey, you know what? You don't have a choice, because you're going to have to see this dentist. Don't you want to see Michelangelo tonight?
Michelangelo, you said, yeah,
Michelangelo. Shut up. So just sit down. There are no more seats around. Just have a seat. Ooh, yeah. Look. Oh, my God.
Told you.
Oh, I used to have this toy. I used to play with this all the time.
Yeah, these used to be the bombs back in the day.
Ooh, I know that sound. Give me that. Hold on. Let me think. No. Oh, no. Pass, it's on you, Pam.
See that? It's a cow, jackass.
Well, make up your mind. Is it a cow or is it a jackass? I'm helping you out, right, Mom? I'm helping you out.
Hey, you're too big to be playing with that. Give it to me.
She's talking to me? She's a kid. All right, it's a kid. I'll give it to you as soon as I'm done with it. Okay, honey?
Mommy, the lady with the fake hair won't give me the bullet job.
Did she say I had fake hair?
Pam, that's...
I ain't scared to fight no kid.
Oh, Pam!
She thinks I'm scared.
I'm Dr. Friendly. Are you little Pamela James?
No, man.
This one.
That's me. Now, come on, let's get on with this.
My. Milk did do a body good, didn't it, little lady?
I'm a grown woman.
Great, then. What I'm thinking isn't illegal.
Man, just cut the yada yada and fix my tooth, okay? I got a date tonight.
Whatever you say, just... follow Dr. Friendly.
Yeah. You just make sure you ain't too friendly or you gonna be needing a dentist.
Don't let me kick you in the street.
Now come on, Pam. I can't help you unless I can see your teeth.
Mm-mm.
Come on, man. Help the doctor out. Just give Dr. Friendly a little smile. Just...
I can't help it. I'm scared.
Well, I see we're going to have to use a little different approach with you, huh?
You do that.
Hypnosis.
Hypnosis, man. Please. What you think? This is Psychic Friends Network, man?
Follow the
I don't believe in mess like this. My mother told me that hypnosis is nothing other than...
Follow the watch. You're getting sleepy.
Very sleepy.
That's right, Pam. Sleepy.
Sleepy.
In a moment, you will have no fear of the dentist, and you will feel no pain.
Feel no pain.
That's right. Now, when I clap my hands, you will be totally under. Damn, I'm good.
Hey, is she ready yet?
Yep, I'm all done. I'm just about to wake her up.
Well, damn, what you do? Shoot her with a tranquilizer gun?
No, I had to put her under hypnosis so she wouldn't be afraid.
See, I told her there was nothing to fear.
Yeah. Except on reflection. See, I ain't afraid of Jack. You know? You need to be more like Martin.
Be like Martin. Be like Martin.
Okay, Pam, now. When I clap my hands, you'll be relaxed, refreshed, and wide awake.
What's up? What's up?
Go. Hey, Pam. Pam.
What's up?
Pam.
What's up?
Pam.
What's up?
Pam, stop playing around, okay? We gotta go. Let's get out of here. Let's
go.
All right,
let's go.
All right?
Come on, Pam.
Pam.
Oh, man. Thanks, Dr. Friendly. I don't know what you did, but it sure feels better.
Hello. Hi. Doc. Whew. Well, thank you, man.
You're welcome.
You did a good job.
Thank you.
But you could have did something about her breath, man. You really could have did something about her breath.
Yeah. Oh, this is nice.
Welcome to my exhibit.
Hey, how you doing,
hey.
Michael?
Yeah.
We are glad to be here. We are so proud of you.
Yeah, yeah, man. We big fans of your artwork, you know? You know the painting with the dogs playing poker? That's the bomb, man.
No, no, baby.
I'm gonna tell you, you sell some more of them.
Not it. Okay, it's all right. It's all right. Pam. Michael, you remember Pam, right?
Of course. Hi. Who could forget such beauty? How's your tooth?
Oh, much better. Thank you.
Baby, maybe we should go. I'm sure Michael wants to show Pam some of his work.
All right, well, cool. Well, show me the buffet, because the brother hungry. And I'm hungry, Pam.
Would you like some champagne?
Oh, I would love some. Thank you.
Serge, 2 glasses of champagne, please.
What's up? What's up? What's up?
What's up with you?
None. Just chilling, laying here in the cut.
I like the cut of that dress. It's very stunning.
Oh, this? Oh, it's just a little something I put together. You know how I do. Black hell, ow, babe. I'm a bad girl.
On the other hand, maybe you don't need any champagne. Serge, never mind. Oh. Are you all right?
I'm fine. So tell me, Michelangelo, where did you learn how to paint?
Well, I studied at the School of the Art Institute in Chicago. Then I spent some time in Paris.
Michael, one of your paintings just sold for $5,000. Congratulations!
$5,000? $5,000? Yo, Michelangelo, you's about to blow up!
You know, I never really thought of it like that.
Yo, Gina! Michelangelo's about to get broke up!
He's gonna be stomping with the big dog! Stomping!
Hey, Pam! Pam! Are you all right? You know, I don't know how to say this, but you are starting to remind me of Martin.
Why? Did I shrink?
Very funny. I'm gonna go find Martin, okay?
Yeah, you better do that, because there's a lot of people walking around and somebody might step on them.
Pam, Pam.
Hi.
Let me show you one of my favorite pieces.
Oh. Ooh, it's nice. What is it?
This one reminds me of you.
Oh,
I call this one Tig Old Bitties.
Yo, man, there's this lady in the back with this ugly dress, but she wants to buy one of your paintings, man. Handle your business, Picasso. Yeah.
What's up?
What's up?
With Gina.
What's wrong, partner? You can't keep your woman in check.
At least I got somebody to check.
All right. You got me.
Yeah, I did. All right.
You know.
What's this supposed to be?
Brother don't know, but it's straight up. But keep that on the DL. You know what I'm saying, Marty?
Right. Keep it on the hush.
Right.
We here. You know what? I don't know how the hell we got here. We ain't never been here before.
True that. All I know, you's a wild boy. Man, let's roll. You know, a sister hungrier than the ball.
So what's up? You want to go play some pool?
Hell yeah!
Let's be up out of here.
Baby. I've been looking all over for you. What? Damn, Gina. You ain't got to be sweating a brother and all of that.
You know
all up in here.
On the real.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, baby, why you get to play me so tight, baby?
It's real tight.
We about to go down to Nipsey, play some pool.
Yeah, I'm about to open up a can of whoop ass on you, boy.
Oh, no, it ain't like that. Don't you try it. You ain't gonna open up on no.
Bill! So, you mean to tell me that you two are actually, you want to hang out together?
Who, me and Sydney Shorty? Hell no.
Oh, that's... You had just said that we were cool like...
Okay, Martin. Pam. What? Ever since you came from the dentist, it seems like you have a split personality or something.
Baby, she does have a split personality. She's half woman and half horse. Buckham! I said Buckham!
It's something else, baby, and I think I know what it is.
What's up? Yo, y'all ready to roll, sister? I'm hungry tomorrow.
She's still hypnotized. Baby, she is you.
But baby.
Whoa. Can't nobody beat me but me, Gina. So what you saying? Pam's stealing my steelo?
I'm stealing your steelo?
I'm going to have to ask you to keep it down.
You don't know me like that, partner, to be shushing me. You know what I mean? Not unless you ready to catch a beat down.
Gina, I don't know what you were thinking, trying to set me up with someone like her.
No. See, you don't understand. She just came from the dentist.
I don't need to understand. I thought you and your friends had class. Maybe you should be leaving.
No, baby, slide. Baby, trust me on this. Now, partner, Michael Picasso, whoever the hell you are. I know you're not talking to my wife like that.
No, that's all right, Marty. This is slide. What? That's a slide. I'm going to talk to Picasso. Yo, partner, I know you think you the bomb and all of that, you know, with the art exhibit and everything, but you can let the doorknob hit you where the dog should, I'll bet ya. Now step!
You can't throw me out of my own exhibit.
Somebody done told him wrong.
Stop it!
Step!
Oh, getting out there. out the exhibit.
Clean out the damn exhibit.
All up in the place.
You know what I mean? We run this.
With Gina up in here.
You know what I mean? I'm be taking her through that.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean? Ain't nobody, nobody. You, Pam, or Morty.
You know what I'm saying?
And you, Gina.
It's all love.
You know, it's all love.
It's all love. One
all love. Love.
Now, Pam, when you wake up, you will be relaxed, refreshed, and you won't remember anything that happened to you yesterday. And you won't sue your dentist for malpractice. Now, Pam, wake up.
Pam?
Okay?
How do you feel?
Hey.
Dang, why y'all all on me? I'm fine.
Yeah, but you still look bad.
You still look short.
Thank God everything is back to normal.
Okay, okay, wait. I think we need to check to make sure it worked this time, all right?
See, nothing happened.
What's up? What's up? What's up? Yeah, that's right. This my house. And, get the step. Get the step.
Now Paul is hypnotized.
See what you done started, Angela Bassett Hound?
Shut up.
Oh, get over there. Get it.
Hey, get off.
Get it.
Get
it.
All right, no language, no cussing with it now. All right, do it clean. Okay. I'm gonna do it clean this time, audience, and it's gonna be nothing but acting. Roll them. And it matches, and there are two lines that go together.
So all you have to do is say, I ache.
You say two
things. No, but if I say ache, you just say,